that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We will enter his courts with praise. We will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice, for he has made us glad. We will enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We will enter his courts with praise. We will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice, for he has made us glad. He has made us glad. He has made us glad. We will rejoice, for he has made us glad. He has made us glad. Oh, he has made us glad. We will rejoice, for he has made us glad. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a faithful God we serve. What a worthy God we serve. Every day he's worthy. What a worthy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a worthy God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What an awesome God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a faithful God we serve. Do you know that he's faithful? What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Put your hands together and give him the praise. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. We serve a faithful God. We serve a God who is all-knowing. We serve a God who is powerful. We serve a God who loves us. We serve a God who cares for us. We serve a God who died for us. Hallelujah. We praise God. We praise God. We praise God. We praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We magnify your name, O God. We magnify your name, O God. We glorify your name, O God. We glorify your name, O God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, O God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our 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 God. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us, and we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Worthy, worthy, worthy is our God. Do you know that he's worthy? Worthy, worthy, worthy is our God. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us, and we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the from us. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us, and we'll rejoice today. Yes, we'll rejoice today. Yes, we'll rejoice today, for we shall recover it all. Hallelujah. Host, take it away.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, our God is faithful. Thank you, Lord, for being so awesome in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for being the Holy One, the Righteous One, the Faithful One. Glory to his holy and righteous name. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for allowing the Lord use you and bring us before his presence with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. And thank you, Minister Ruth, for allowing God to use you as you seated and greeted everyone into the sanctuary, our telecommunication sanctuary this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. It is a marvelous, wonderful Monday morning, and to God be the glory. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with my sister, say welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so glad that you have joined us this morning. I'm going to share just a little bit about this call. And many of you, it may be first time, some of you may be many times here on the call, which started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they stood on God's word, as always, Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission is truly to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Hallelujah. Now, we are here every Monday through Friday, and we have a website as well that you can go to and listen to some of the messages that have been archived there and read the bios of our speakers there, and which is themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that our theme for the year is there as well, which is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry, and you can do so. Listen, you might want to greet as Minister Ruth did so graciously. You might even want to sing unto the Lord as Minister Tiffany did so wonderfully out there on the California coast. And you might even want to host, which is what I'm doing. And not only that, you may even have a word in your heart that God has given you, and you definitely want to share it. This is a safe place. You can do so. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa will truly get in touch with you. Now, what brought most of us together starting 11 and a half years ago is this phenomenal, awesome health and wellness company called Artist International. We are now under the umbrella of Artist Life with the wonderful products, health and wellness products, that you can definitely see a change once you start on them. Now, get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll definitely get more information to you. But not only that, we have a call, morning motivational call, that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And it's that number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617#. Now, today is Inspirational Monday, which we always start our day out with the Word of God, and it's definitely awesome. Today, our very own phenomenal Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will host and as well as bring the message for today. Again, 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617#. Well, and also, let me give you this bypass number. Some of you may have a service that might want to charge, and there is a bypass number that you have to dial first, and that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Well, listen, I know you're excited like I am and ready to hear a word from on high. Guess what? We're in for a good one because we have a phenomenal young lady who always brings it every time she comes before us. She was born in New York City, but yet she resides in San Antonio, Texas. She is an electrical engineer by trade, but God has done wondrous things in her life, and she is a prophet. She is, a very good teacher. She stands on God's word, believes in God's word, acts on God's word, and just trusts him in all that she does. She has received her master's and working on her doctorate, and we're so grateful that God has stood, given her a place to stand on, and she divinely stands on Jeremiah 29:11. She has a wonderful son that we all share. I tell you, he is truly a prophet from on high to me because just his life speaks prophetically. And also, she is a woman of God who joined with me and is a co-founder of Sisters Serving Sisters. She is an author. She has books out there. Coming into existence. Well, one is on is published right now, and it's When God Burst the Ministry. I'm talking about none other than our phenomenal prophet, Kai Brown. And after I finish praying, that will be the next voice that you will hear, is that powerful woman of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for being so awesome. We glorify you, God, because you are Alpha and you are Omega. Besides you, God, there is none other. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. You started us in our right minds, in our right spirits, Lord God. You gave us a heart desire to seek you first, oh God, and we thank you. We thank you for the spirit of truth dwelling among us. And with that, Father, we ask that your spirit rule and reign on this call like never before. We thank you for the double portion of your anointing upon Prophet Kai, oh God. We thank you for pouring into her as she pours into us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we, your people who have been called by your name, will sit attentively and hear what the Spirit is telling us. And not only that, Father, we'll be doers and not just hearers only. We thank you, Father, for Dr. Pecola and Dr. Vanessa starting this call, continuing this call, Father God, and standing firm on your word, Lord, carrying this call day by day. We ask you, Father, that the people of God who are hearing your word, Lord God, will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that the labor is not in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. I'm turning it over to our wonderful prophet, Kai Brown. Are you there, my sister?
I am. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for just hosting us with such Jesus joy and for just being an amazing woman of God that you are. And, of course, to our two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because their yes is why we can be here today for such a time as this. And, of course, giving all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, the most effective Trinity that exists We just say thank you, thank you, thank you to them and honoring them above all. So we are going to get into the word this morning. We are in the midst of the series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. We wrapped up the last time we were together. The assignment is to serve God and man, and we are going to move on to the next part of the series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is holiness. The assignment is holiness. Now, as I began to delve into this part of the series, I asked God, I said, Lord, you know, I said, this is a tough one, you know, and I just, you know, had to lay bare before him and say, Lord, you know, walking out holiness, when we deal with such a holy Father, when we deal, you know, with your perfectness, Father, is not easy. You know, we stand before your perfect presence, before your holiness, before a God who gets it right all of the time, and we'll never get there. We'll never be there. We'll never get it right all of the time. We never will match up. He said, I don't expect you to. He said, your job is to strive day to day to be more like me, to walk closer to my holiness, to strive to attain where I am. He said, I understand how I created you in my image, in my likeness. And I got a freedom from that. And then I could walk out of, I said, okay, now I'm ready. Now I can begin to prepare for this message. And as I began to prepare and just dig through and comb through the scriptures and start with the definitions, which I will do in just a minute, I could prepare from a place of grace and mercy because I know I'm striving to be more and more like Jesus, and I've not reached the mark because it says all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. So that means as I'm striving for his holiness, as I'm striving to attain, I've not arrived. And as I stop trying to be perfect, that as long as I am walking more and more like my big brother and I'm trying to attain that mark, as long as I'm doing it with a pure heart and from a place where my heart is truly striving for that perfection, then I'm all right with God. That as long as my heart is in the right place and I am truly walking it out, then he and I are okay. So as long as we are doing things from that right place, from that right relationship with him, then we're all good with him. So we've got to make sure we're doing it from that right place. So now let us get started. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is holiness. So as I begin to look up the definition of the word holiness, I went to, of course, let's look up man's definition of holiness. And the definition is exalted or worthy of complete devotion as one in goodness and righteousness, divine for the Lord or our God is holy. And then I went on to look further and did a biblical definition. And so it says the Hebrew word for holy is Kodesh, which means apartness, separateness, or sacredness or separateness, showing that God is altogether holy, sacred, set apart or separate from his creation. See, the idea that God is totally different from us, set apart from us, set above us, is clear. He is separate from his creation. He is above his creation. He is spirit, and he desires to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. So we've got to make sure that we have an understanding of Kodesh, which means he is set apart, he is sacred, he is separate, he is set apart from us. See, the Hebrew word for his sacredness, his holiness, shows us that we have to have a reverence for God. We have to understand the idea in the Old Testament that God made sure we understood that he was set apart from his creation, that he was holy in a way that we would never be, that he was set apart from us in a way that we would never be, that he was higher than us, that his ways were higher than ours. So we had to get an understanding of his sacredness, of why he was meant to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. See, God wanted to make sure that even though he knew we were created in his image, we were created in his likeness, that we would never be the same as he was, that we were to worship him in spirit and in truth. So that word, Kodesh, his sacredness, his holiness, was understood. Now, the Greek word, which is a New Testament word for holiness, means the same thing, but is hagios, H-A-G-I-O-S, hagios, which means the same thing as the Old Testament, Kodesh, which is pure, morally blameless, or set apart, which is holiness, which is what the saints of God have been called to. We've been called to be set apart too, but on a different level than God's separateness. And in a different context, we are to be holy as God is holy. So we have to make sure we are walking out our holiness and striving to be holy as God is holy, which is, of course, Romans 12:1, be holy as the Lord is holy, which is your reasonable service. But we will get there. Give me a minute. You know I'm going there in a minute. The holiness of God is one of the most difficult of all God's attributes to explain. It is like trying to describe the Shekinah glory, the cloud of glory, which physically accompanied the presence of God. We can understand the attributes of love and mercy and grace, but holiness is sometimes harder to get a grasp of. It's harder to understand sometimes, just like the presence of God is harder to understand. It's harder for the human mind to wrap itself around that the physical presence of God. So we've got to stop and take a minute to try and get and understand that holiness. So we understand what it means for God to be holy and still accept us in our sinful nature. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for our sake he made himself to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So he came down and took upon him the very nature of what he did not have, so that we might become the righteousness of God, so that we may obtain the holiness of God, so that we might be restored to that right relationship, so that we could walk boldly to the throne of grace and receive mercy. Jesus bore and became sin for us. So when we look at Romans 1, when we look at that scripture, we should see it differently. because he came down and became sin for us. He did that so that we could be returned to right relationship with God. He who knew no sin took on sin so that we could have that Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. See, we can count it all joy understanding the assignment. The assignment is holiness. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See, without holiness, you will not see God. So we have to understand that which we are doing and that holiness is how we walk in that relationship. The Bible commands us to be holy. The Word of God commands us and teaches us from both the Old Testament and the New to be holy, just as God is holy. But how do we do that when we have a fallen nature that is anything but holy? How do we honestly get to that place? How do we get there? How do we walk that out? And that's a good question. How do we get there? What does that look like? Especially when Romans 3:10 tells us, as it is written, there is no one righteous or there is no one holy, no, not even one. So what does that honestly look like? How do we make it to that place? Part of that growth towards holiness is not being conformed of this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And it is an ongoing process that we go through day by day by walking through Romans 12:1-2. The Apostle Paul writes, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But as he who has called you to holiness, ye also be holy as your conduct, since it is written, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. And that's 1 Peter 1:14-16. First Peter 2:5. You yourself, like living stones, are built up as your spiritual houses to be holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. Be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. So we have a choice to make. Do we walk it out according to what God has shown us and told us? Because he's told us we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. So God has called us to these things and will show us, if we ask him to, how to walk it out. So there is a pathway in the Bible to be holy because he, the Lord our God, is holy, if we choose to dig in and figure out what that pathway is. Because we can count it all joy, understanding the assignment is holiness, if we choose to accept the assignment. But we have a choice to make. Holiness does not just happen. It's not something we just stumble upon. It's a choice we make. And will you choose it today? When I come back before you later this week, we will continue to walk out, count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is holiness. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Prophet Kai, for that on-time message this morning, and I'll be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your mighty name in all the earth. Lord God, you are great, and you're greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains of his holiness. Thank you, Lord, for allowing Prophet Kai to come before us, Lord God, showing us, Father God, about your holiness, oh God. Thank you for your awesome and mighty ways. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your resurrection power. Thank you, Father God, that you brought us out of darkness into your great light. Thank you, Lord, that you've made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Thank you, oh God, that you have covered us, Lord God, and you have proclaimed us, Father God, to be your very own. We glorify you, Lord God, for Prophet Kai. We ask that you pour back into her, Lord God, as she poured into us. Thank you, Father, for continuing to give her a double portion of your anointing. Thank you, Father God, for blessing her going out and her coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. We give your name praise and we give your name glory because you are the God, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. So, Father God, we're calling on you to heal these people of God, oh, Father God. We thank you for healing Miracle, Malik, Eleanor, Jerry, Kamalia, Daryl, Stephanie, Wanda, Brittany, Champ, Abby, Big Girl, Taryn, Mother Margaret, Cynthia, our Honorable Cynthia Cox, Lord God, Marquis, Paul, Clarissa, Link, Brother, Mother Pruitt, Baby Alessa, Emma, Carol, Tina, Charles, Bishop Blake, Belle, Chance, Frank and Rachel, Dr. Pacola, Maurice, Angel, Carmen, Shiloh, Mother Patricia, Beatrice, Kai's Aunt Joyce, Robin's Aunt Joyce, Tiffany, Carolyn, Lakeisha's granddaughter, Pastor Lavona, Katie, Anna and husband, Lord God. Oh, and there's so many more on our hearts, Lord God. You know who they are, Father God, and we call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father God, for raising a standard in them, Lord God, because you are the great I am. And we thank you, Father God, for touching the bereaved families across this nation, Lord God, those that have loved ones that were killed, Father God, tragically. And you know, Father God, that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So we thank you, Father God, for giving the peace that surpasses all understanding to the families of many, Lord God. And we lift up the Pope family before you, Father God, as they lay to rest our brother Pope, Lord God, Melvin Pope. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them in perfect peace, for strengthening them and empowering them like none other, along with the Artist Life family. We thank you, Father God, for putting your arms around everyone, Father God, that are in need, and we will miss them dearly, Lord God, but we thank you for bringing our brother home into your kingdom. We ask that you continue to strengthen Dr. LaJoyce and her family, Father God. We give your name praise, and we give your name glory, because there's no God like our God. You're mighty and you're powerful. You're full of strength and you're full of honor and grace. And we thank you, Father God, for your holiness abiding among us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Well, listen, to hear this playback, you got to hear this playback and share it with someone at 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. Remember, Morning Motivational Call is next, Inspirational Monday with our phenomenal Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. That number is 667-770-1525. The pin is 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting everyone. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for allowing God to use you in worship. And thank you again, Prophet Kai, for this powerful message this morning. Would you please come and close us with the benediction?
And, of course, thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for this time where we could come together and just get a word for such a time as this. Lord, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask you to continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Continue to lead and guide us into your holiness, Father, as you would have us go. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.
Recorded.